This is an AMI podcast.
Being blind, I've been on some interesting dates, but you don't have to have a disability for dating to be a challenge.
He whispers in my ear, 2 more hours of this, when I was like, I need to go to the bathroom.
Join me, Fern Lullen, as I delve into the psychology of dating and relationships from first-hand experience to expert advice.
Taking away the pressure of the first date, find an interest that you both like.
Into You, new episodes every first Thursday of the month. Download this AMI podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
There we go. Takes a bit more than a finger push at this point to start swinging the gateway open to your weekend, but we'll get it there. We'll get it there eventually by the end of the show. Wide open. And if you want to send us any messages, book recommendations for the book club, or any comments, 1-866-509-4545. Feedback at AMI.ca if you wish to send us an email. On Twitter, at AMI Audio. Always love to hear from you. Any comments you might have, or if you just simply want to ride along and see what the gossip and the talk is, and mostly what's coming up from show to show, just go ahead. On Twitter, at AMI Audio. Rumya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the show, and let's welcome in Jeff Ryman. He arrives on Fridays to talk lifestyle headlines.
From fashion to travel, pets and more, we cover it all on the Lifestyle Report with me, Jeff Ryman.
Sir, what's going on your Friday as we swing open the gateway to the weekend? You're settling back and getting ready. Not quite a celebration weekend, but I'm sure the barbecue will be going.
Oh, Kelly, you know me too well. Of course the barbecue is going to be going. Probably more than once this weekend. But I'm excited, Kelly. Lots of sports to get to. I mean, lots of playoff football on Sunday. The Raptors, the Leafs are in action tonight against Edmonton. Whew. I'm pretty excited. Lots going on. Plus, I just also, like, literally moments ago, less than an hour ago, I got a delivery from FedEx, and it is something for my man cave. I got little mini pennants for all 32. Yes, 32 wow. NHL teams, including the Seattle Kraken. So at some point over the weekend, I will put those up in the man cave. So I'm pretty happy right now.
That's really amazing. Where do you order those from? The NHL themselves or what?
It was hard to find NHL mini pennants. So when I say mini pennants, they're about 4 inches by 9 inches, so they're pretty small. And to find all 32 teams, including the Vegas Golden Knights, which were, or technically right now are the newest franchise, and then the Seattle Kraken, which come into existence technically next year, really hard to find. I looked all over Canadian websites. They don't have it, so I had to order it from a U.S., site. It was from L.A. I ordered it yesterday morning, and it delivered by basically noon today, which is just crazy to think it can go from one side of the continent to the other side within a matter of, say, 24 hours. So I wish a Canadian store would have had all 32 teams available, but I'm just happy I got them.
Wow. I wonder if they have little pennants for Quidditch teams from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do Rum somewhere. Knows.
You don't even have to look that hard. Yeah.
Rum has them in her woman cave corner. You know, it's like all up on the wall. Where are we starting, Jeff?
I believe it's an article, Kelly, you sent me earlier this week, having to do with salt and getting them away from, or maybe using less salt on your driveway. For your plant's sake. And we all have plants, and you know, we want to have a nice grass and nice lawn and have healthy trees. And a lot of times, even when I go out, more so in public spaces, I feel like there's more salt than concrete sometimes. Like, it's just you're walking on sand almost, or rocks. And obviously, if you have plants nearby or trees or whatever it may be, probably not going to mix too well. It basically, in this article by the Canadian Press, they actually put a really good analogy. Salt has the same effect on plant roots as salty potato chips do on your lips. So, you know, when you have a bite of potato chips and they're super salty, it sort of makes your lips tingle sometimes or dries them out. So it would have basically the exact same effect on the living cells on those roots. And that is not going to be very healthy for your plants that are nearby to where all this salt is being, put out. So there's just a couple of things here, a couple of tips in which you can do to maybe help your plants. If you, it's inevitable. We have to salt our lawns. We have to, or not our lawns, our driveways, our walkways, whatever it may be. It's kind of inevitable. We pretty much have to use that. I mean, there are salt alternatives, but some of those alternatives are just as bad, if not worse, for your plants. So try to use less salt on your driveway, on your walkway or path or wherever it may be. And highway studies have found that in de-icing roads, salt was effective in smaller amounts, especially if sprayed as a brine rather than spread as crystals. And maybe it's time to get out that garden sprayer again. And you can actually leach out much of the salt by flushing the soil beneath the prized tree or shrub in the spring with the water, using 1 gallon per square foot or 2-inch depth over the course of just a few hours. So just try to use a little bit less. Less is really more. I think it goes with everything that salt is used for. I mean, in recipes and cooking, salting your driveway, whatever it may be, less is typically more. And for myself, I've always done that. My dad was a custodian growing up, and he would always tell me, you know what, at schools, they always use way too much salt. But he actually says less is more. And whenever I had to go salt my driveway, if I put too much, I would definitely hear from my dad saying, why did you use so much salt? So if you are one of those heavy salters for your driveway, maybe try to cut back on that by 30 or 40% just to see how things go. And trust me, it will go a pretty long way, because salt is a really powerful thing when it comes to de-icing and getting rid of some of that snow. Some alternatives to salt, though, other than sodium chloride, another possibility, calcium chloride is frequently used as an alternative, which, besides being less damaging to plants and soils, also melts ice faster and is effective at temperatures well below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Sodium chloride, in contrast, loses some of its effectiveness as temperatures rise above 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So just a couple of things to look out for. But still, calcium chloride does put chloride ion, which plants don't like, in the soil, and is more expensive than most corrosive to this sodium chloride. So if you are looking for alternatives, I guess that's one way to go. Yet another de-icing method is to spread something other than salt on the ice. Gritty materials such as sawdust, unused kitty litter, I'm not really sure if I would necessarily use that, but people can or will do that. Wood ash or sand are also effective, and still nothing's perfect. These materials track indoors unless you shake or take off your shoes at your front door. And trust me, as somebody who has a bunch of sawdust in their garage, if I go to my garage and come back in, you can pretty much bet that sawdust is coming in with you.
It's interesting that you talk about the alternatives as well, Jeffy, because the first time that I started hearing about salt, for this winter at least, it was when I called my vet, and, you know, they put you on hold, and one of the messages there was, beware of how much salt you have on your driveways and your front lawns and all this, and how much your dogs and cats may bring inside when they come, because It is so toxic for pets, just the traditional, salt, as well as certain brands and antifreeze. So you have to be so careful with that stuff anyway. And if you're new to having a pet like me, this would probably make a huge difference on how you tackle the snow and ice outside your homes, right?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up the pets in this as well, because that's one of the things and one of the many reasons that people put those funny looking boots or booties, as some people call them,
on. It's so hard on their feet because it hurts.
If really they'll stay on.
If they will, and most lose them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not only could it potentially cut your pet's paw, but obviously salt on a paw is not going to be very comfortable and could burn your pet as well. And not to mention as well, if you take a look at your shoes after you've been out walking in the winter and have been on, especially, it seems the city, they just dump as much salt as they want on the roads and on the sidewalks. If you go out and you come back, your shoes look white. They have like a white coating on it. Not very good for your shoes or any sort of material. It also gets into your car. If you own a car,
imagine your carpet at home by the door when you got to. And I think, Jeff, going back to what you said about litter, that's what a lot of people use on their steps and stuff. I've had a lot of friends say that's what they put down because it's really good on that level for their traction. And I think in our minds, it's a little better to use than the salt.
Yeah. And there's, like I mentioned, there's really no one true solution, but they say in this article that just try to use a combination of materials that may suit your, that may suit your environment, where your property, take into consideration both traffic and the plants, your pets, whatever it may be. Take that all into consideration. If you sprinkle a little dusting on the ground before ice forms, you'll need less salt for shoe and tire traction as well. So you may find that using unused kitty litter and sawdust is good, or maybe you want to do sand and salt. Just find a combination that works for your lifestyle and your environment. Also, if you are planning to plant some things in your garden along the road, driveway, or walkway, choose from plants that can tolerate salt as well. So beside plants native to seashores or other salt-tolerant trees, shrubs include silver maple, horse chestnut, honey and black locusts, junipers, mock orange, lilacs, Colorado blue spruce. So there's a couple of different plants, trees, shrubs, whatever it may be, that can actually tolerate a little bit more of the salt than other plants. So if you are doing that, and if you are planting a garden, maybe in the spring, just maybe have those things in mind too, if you're close to walkways, because salt will most likely kill or hurt some of the soil or the plants that will grow near them.
I never thought, you know, when you think about ones that are near the ocean and just a little more tolerant of the salt. And again, there's still a relative amount of salt that's a bit too much, but that's some great recommendations of things people can get in, can do, and dealing with coming out of a winter and having that kind of problem to deal with. So awesome. I didn't read that part of the article. So, wow, that's really cool.
I'm glad I could inform you guys. And I think we have a couple more minutes here. Like, I want to squeeze this one in. This is kind of funny. This is kind of a what in the world thing, story that I could potentially bring, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to throw in on a Friday. Some people fight to live, but, Jeanine Pouchet of France, her fight is to prove that she's actually alive. She's 58 and lives in a village in St. Joseph. And that's where the problem lies. While she lives there, she has officially been declared dead. That happened because of a court decision in Lyon that declared her dead, even though no death certificate was produced. Her attorney is working to get her all squared up. Meanwhile, she says being dead has already led to authorities seizing her car over unpaid debt and worries her furniture will be seized next. I don't know how this is possible, but could you imagine being deemed dead, even though you're still alive? Kind of creepy, but also kind of funny, I guess.
Close that bank account, everything. No, I'm here. This is my car. I have the keys for it. Sorry.
I don't know how you
found those.
I am not dead. I am right here in front of you.
Come in. They roll you right out of bed, you know, and take your bed. Sorry, we're just taking this back. You shouldn't even be in this deceased person's house as it is. No, it's me. Thanks, Jeffy.
See you guys.
Jeff Ryman, he joins us on Wednesdays to talk health. Fridays, we talk lifestyle headlines. So do check him out when he returns to the program on Wednesday. We're going to take a break, and it's time for our app update, which we do every week at this time, and get an idea. John has been bringing some absolute gold for us. So stick around, folks. He continues after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.